What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hammer time. Good morning, Buffalo. Good morning, Western New York. It's Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez.
Call Cortez, your man for home improvement. Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortez in studio with Mickey Kearns, our Erie County Clerk, and Ed Rath, Erie County Legislator. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Thanks for being part of the show today. We'll be talking about zombie houses this morning here on Hammer Time Radio, and an interesting little twist that the gentlemen will be reporting on regarding a lawsuit against a mortgage company. Before we get into that topic, though, I just want to give you both an opportunity to update the listening audience on how things are going based on the fact that we're still entrenched in the pandemic. I know, Ed, you're getting the legislature to move in a direction where you may help restaurants with promoting a longer outdoor dining season.
Yes, thank you for the question, Dominic. And as we come out of the pandemic and we're still working our way through it, we need to do whatever we can to help support small businesses as well as restaurants in Erie County. Because if anyone has struggled the most throughout this process, aside from us individuals, it's small businesses and restaurants.
Amen.
So we've identified $25 million of COVID money, which must be spent by the end of the year. And we are going to use that money to support small businesses and restaurants.
Is that federal money or is it state?
Yeah, this is federal money, which is designated for Erie County. Mm-hmm. And it will be clawed back or taken away at the end of the year if not spent. So what we want to do is allocate that money, particularly for restaurants, but also for small businesses, because they need resources to support their operations and keep their necks above water right
so
now.
So continue with outdoor dining with perhaps patio heaters and enclosed structures of some kind.
That's exactly right. And we've seen some restaurants already think very creatively when it comes to how they can do their outdoor dining, but they don't have the resources right now to build the heaters or to buy the heaters or build the structures. So this COVID money could go towards that because restaurants right now are really struggling, particularly now that it's getting colder out. The outdoor dining is not an option.
Exactly. Now, Mickey, you plowed through the pandemic, kept things going with closings, which is good for the bottom line for the county government.
It's really important. The Erie County Clerk's Office is the business office of the county. So if we think about all of those deals, we were kidding with Mike Baggerman. He just purchased a home out in Hamburg, in the village of Hamburg. We have a very competitive market. But in many instances, those interest rates and then those approvals by the banks were very important for people to complete those transactions. So we did not close. I want to thank the frontline workers at the real estate office. We've, like everyone else, the new norm, we didn't do closings. We've just recently opened up to attorneys. We've got the title companies in there. But we need that revenue. You know, as the legislature will be facing, I know our budget and the county executive will be facing a very tough budget again. But I'm very proud to say that the Erie County Clerk's Office is the business office. We generate revenue. For every dollar we spend on our employees, we generate a 50% return, 2-to-1.
Yeah.
So it's very important, and we just want to keep the economy going. We know how important that is.
We closed on our mortgage for our building loan for our new building virtually, and you wonder, when you go through that process, what's the real point of having to go into a specific place to close?
You're not going to do it anymore. You're not.
Right.
I'm just being honest with you. We took out all the closing room tables, and I want to thank the cooperation of all you know, the ABA, the Real Estate Association, the bar. They have been so complimentary. We will not be doing that anymore. My first job, I worked at a law firm. I was a little runner, and I used to go down to the clerk's office and file my paperwork, and my first job as a paralegal. But, you know, that's changing, and it's the new normal, and I think many of the attorneys have conveyed to me that they're more efficient, that they're saving time, not driving downtown. Downtown, you're paying a lot of money for parking. So, once again, I think as we get out of this pandemic, business is going to be different, and that's inclusive of the clerk's office, where many things are done by mail.
Okay. So let's jump into our topic, which is zombie houses. We have had these gentlemen on a few times on this topic, but there's some news to talk about with finally some action against a mortgage holder. Before we get into that topic, though, as Peter Hunt was leaving, he was conveying to us the fact that our laws here really are prime to allow for foreclosures to exist, where in other states, that's not the case. Would you like to comment on that?
Yes. I thought Peter had a very interesting point to us in the hallway before we were walking in about how other states make it so that the banks are much less attuned to the foreclosure process. Mm-hmm. And it makes it so that zombie properties are not a reality in other states. And there are laws and interpretations of laws, particularly in Arizona, which we learned about, where they don't have the issue of zombie properties because of the way in which the real estate laws are drawn up in Arizona.
It's who holds the title. The bank holds the title until the mortgage is paid.
That's right. And, you know, that type of unique idea and creative thinking that's being used in other states, that's the type of thinking we need to have in Albany right now.
Is that even possible?
You know, Albany right now, I think, is in many ways out of touch with reality across many, many different issues, which we can get into at another time, Dominic. But the point is that we need to look at the new normal in a different way across New York State.
Yeah.
And this is a way in which something that's working in Arizona or in other states, we should take a hard look at in 2020 and beyond.
I know that we probably should say that we are glad that our numbers as a state for the COVID virus are, you know, down, even though, you know, it's still an issue. But I think that, as you've already pointed out, the restrictions on small businesses, especially restaurants, are so stringent that you wonder how many are going to survive this.
And, you know, one of the things that restaurants have shared with me, and I had a roundtable meeting in the Village of Williamsville about a month ago, is that the goalposts kept on moving and the rules kept on changing for restaurants. And they did not know week over week what to do, how to structure themselves, how to organize themselves. So, again, our small business initiative, which is going to be targeted at restaurants, is going to give them the resources they need to survive through 2020, because many of these restaurants will not make it unless we provide some type of resources for the investments they need.
So the idea here with the movement that you've started with bringing awareness to homes that are sitting empty is that it becomes an eyesore. It's a degradation to a neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I actually had two in my neighborhood in Clarence that have since now been flipped, thankfully. But you brought awareness to a property just also in my neighborhood in Clarence that was sitting idle. And you're going after the mortgage holder.
Well, you know, Dominic, I was in Albany. Now, Ed will be going to Albany in the future. And, you know, I worked very hard with my colleagues to create something called the Foreclosure Relief Act. And we can have solutions to these problems. I think when you look at Albany, it took a very long time. The banks were very defensive at that time. However, we were able to come up with a compromise to hold banks accountable, meaning that if you do your job, like I could tell you about M&T Bank and the local banks that are really great partners under the Erie County Clerk's Foreclosure Task Force, we work with banks. Wells Fargo used to pre-COVID send a representative from New York to come to our meetings. We want solutions. I don't want to fight with the banks. We just talked about it earlier. It's such a hot market out there. There's people looking for homes. We want to get families into these homes. That's number one. Number two, we want the banks to work with this. And there is talk about making sure that the foreclosure can be completed quicker. But it's complicated in the sense of New York State does have many different things to protect the homeowner in a positive way. But I think The solution is communication. And if there are two people that don't want to live in that home anymore, we should be able to do a short sale, a very fast sale. Mm-hmm. Let's get that done.
There's two things that I see when I'm welcomed into a home that's been foreclosed on. First of all is the issue of the squatting that occurs with the homeowner living there without paying the mortgage. And, you know, how fair is that to everyone else who is paying their mortgages? And secondly, the cost that the mortgage holder incurs, the mortgage carrier incurs, to winterize the house after they've come out of the other side of them moving out of the house. And they've spent money to winterize it to protect it from freezing and all of that.
They can control the process. I used to have these arguments in Albany with the banks. So when you begin in the clerk's office, you file what's called a Liz Penn, and you begin that process. Peter and I were talking about it. It's a lawsuit. They're the plaintiff. So I remember when HSBC was being foreclosed upon, record time that was done. There was so much value. But to the banks in some of the areas where there's no value, they're slow. They have a slow process. So what I would say to them, and I used to put up signs to shame them, complete the foreclosure process. Shame on you. Let's get this thing moving one way or the other. But the person has a right to stay in the home because they are still the owner of record on title. So to me, I would always say to the banks, this is your issue. You can move this along as quickly as you want, as fast as you want. Communicate with the homeowners, and there's that lack of communication. And that's why we always say, listen, let's get to the round. Let's get to the table. Let's talk about what's really going on here. Are you having a problem financially? We know in the city of Buffalo, where many people generationally, they inherit homes. They may be having tax problems. I know the city of Buffalo and Mayor Brown have been trying to work on that, not to have people go to the in-rem process. So I think there are solutions, and working with the legislature, they've secured funding and with Ed's leadership so we can work with the West New York Law Center. We want to help people, but if there's no help anymore and people don't want these properties, like in Clarence, where we've tried to work with Mr. Cooper, who's servicing this property in a prominent area, and they won't do anything, then we got to take it to court now.
And Dominic, if I could add something very quickly, Mickey's leadership in Albany in 2016 started the ball rolling with the Foreclosure Relief Act. Then last year, with the Zombie Property Initiative through Erie County, we've really taken this to the next level. And this is a good example of government working for the people and government working to better our communities. And with the Western New York Law Center and Kate Lockhart's leadership, as well That's as great. My colleagues in the legislature and Mickey, we are now addressing this issue head on. And this is a point of government taking leadership and trying to solve a problem. And I've seen this firsthand as well in my neighborhood, across the street and four doors down there was a zombie property. And I'll tell you, the grass was overgrown, the basement flooded, who knows what else was happening inside this abandoned house for a number of years, but I'll tell you, it was destroying the quality of life and the character of the community in which I live. Now this house was sold, it was foreclosed on and sold, and now a family of four is living in there, and our community and our neighborhood could not be happier. That's the type of results and the type of leadership because of what Mickey has worked on here.
Well said. 803-0930, that's the number for you to dial this Saturday morning. The question on the table, do you have a zombie house in your neighborhood? Mickey and Ed want to hear about that this Saturday morning, so pick up the phone and call us. 803-0930. And if you have a comment for them as well, the same phone number, 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Our cell call is, our cell number and our text number is the same, 803-0930. And you can always email me during the week, hammertime@cortese.net. Check out the Cortese website. Everything we do is there. Room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line. Better Living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, our small projects division. Go to cortese.net for progress reports on the new Cortese headquarters at 9074 Main Street in Clarence, where, Ed, thank you for being there for our groundbreaking ceremony.
Absolutely. Your new facility is going to be beautiful, and it's going to be quite an enhancement to what's been a lot of investment that's happening on Main Street in Clarence. So thank you for coming to Clarence.
Yeah, we're proud to be there. We're proud to be there. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Oh, Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to Orchard Park and say good morning to Sam Gollenbeck. Samantha is the manager of the Lakeshore Bank there on Union and Michael Road, and Lakeshore known for their quality servicing of mortgages. They don't sell them, they keep them, and they're right on top of everything you need for your mortgage. In addition to that, they have the most amazing home equity line of credit right now. Believe it or not, folks, 2.5 interest rate. Fixed for 12 months with no cost whatsoever. No closing costs, no application fee, no appraisal fee. That's right. Lakeshore Bank's the place to go. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Dominic. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Always a pleasure. And, you know, we're talking about zombie houses and how Lakeshore does own their mortgages and services them. And that's important for the quality of service that a homeowner needs.
Exactly. And like you said, we do service all of our mortgages here. We are a local bank and we keep everything local, so we want to help our customers the best way that we can.
So how much longer do you think we're going to benefit from these rates that are just, they're just untouchable? I mean, how do you beat a 2.5 fixed home equity line of credit for a year?
I know, it is a really great offering. And before I got on the phone with you this morning, I was having a conversation with a customer and telling him about the home equity line of credit, and it's just, you can't beat it right now. It's very competitive, 2.5% fixed for 12 months.
And of course, in addition to that, your mortgage rates are at all-time lows too.
Yeah, we have rates right now for purchase mortgages as low as 2.625%.
Amazing. Great rates, great bank, and personalized service from Lakeshore Bank, like Sam Gollenbeck, the manager of the Orchard Park branch. Sam, your phone number?
674-2066.
And repeat that for us, Sam.
674-2066.
For 129 years, Lakeshore Bank, putting people first.
As you near retirement or turn 65, Medicare can bring up a lot of questions. That's why Unyvera Healthcare is committed to bringing you answers. We'll make it easier to understand your options from the comfort of your home with a team of Medicare experts that's just one call away. And when you're ready to choose a plan, we can help you there, too, with affordable options, including plans starting as low as $0 per month, backed by the support of a local company that's committed to caring for Western New York. So if you're retiring or turning 65, turn to Unyvera, and we'll help you make the right choice with confidence. Call us at 800-697-0700 or visit UnyveraForMedicare.com to get started. Univera Healthcare is an HMO plan with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Univera Healthcare depends on contract renewal. You must continue to pay Medicare Part B premium. Our health plan complies with applicable federal civil rights laws and does not discriminate on the basis of race, color, national origin, age, disability, or sex.
Psst! Are you in the know?
Maintain, repair, build new. The smartest thing to do. Go Lenco. Lenco Lumber.
Let's talk about windows. Did you know that there's a window that can regulate the climate in your home, keeping it cooler in the summer and warmer in the winter?
Those in the know, go Lenco, Lenco.
400 series windows from Anderson deliver superior energy efficiency, resulting in a more comfortable home, as well as lower heating and cooling bills. They're so energy efficient that they've been named an Energy Star Partner of the Year yet again. The team at Lenco will help you find the energy efficient Anderson 400 series window that's perfect for your home. For windows that offer the most in style and comforts, go Lenco. Find out more about energy efficient Anderson 400 series windows and get in the know at LencoBuffalo.com. That's LencoBuffalo.com.
Lenco Lumber.
I'm listening daily. You are not alone. During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. Here's Mark Hoppus of Blink 182 on the importance of talking about mental health.
Light is the best cleanser. Putting things out in the open with people that you trust, it's important to shine light into the dark areas because, I don't know, everything is better in the morning. Adam's song was a very personal song for me. It was written about being lonely on tour and then coming home and being lonely when I got home. And I still feel that way sometimes. So for me, Adam's song is just as important now as it was. I'm in a lot better place now than I was when I wrote the song. I think people go through cycles of feeling great about everything, and I go through cycles where I doubt everything and fall into some kind of dark hole, and music always takes me out of that.
Join us September 23rd for the two-hour I'm Listening special with members of Cage the Elephant, Katy Perry, Luke Combs, Waka Flocka Flame, Jon Bon Jovi, medical experts, and more. For details, visit imlistening.org.
Come on.
Well, we gave a roof away last week, thanks to Ava Roofing. And, you know, if you want to talk about great value, a new roof from Ava is the way to go. Ava Roofing has great value for you, and they are the place to go for your roofing. There is a great advantage that you have with Ava, and of course, it's the fact that they staff their jobs with a site manager who makes sure that it's done properly and cleans up every day and keeps you neat and clean. So when people ask me, who do you recommend for roofing, Dominic, I say, of course, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. When you call Ava, you get that superior service that I spoke about. It includes the expert foreman on the job, ensuring that it's done thoroughly. And when you call them today, you get that on-the-spot written estimate. So you don't have no reason to get stressed out about the condition of your roof. Trust Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, 990-4793. That's 990-4793. Tell Anatoly that Dominic sent you. Get a free estimate today. AvaRoofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:28 is the time on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez, my guest in studio, Mickey Kearns, the Erie County Clerk, and from the county legislator, Edward Rath. And we're speaking about zombie properties, 803-0930. The first time ever for a government to sue a mortgage holder. Is that anywhere in the country or just in our county or in the state?
Well, we've had people threatened to sue, but for the Erie County Task Force, this will be our first lawsuit. So it's the first one that the Western New York Law Center drafted on behalf of the town of Clarence, and that was filed at the Erie County Clerk's Office.
How far do you think it's going to go? Do you think it's going to go to court? Do you think it's going to just prompt the attention that it needs to get this settled?
Well, we talked about solutions. Mr. Cooper has been non-respondent to our request.
He is who now?
doing business, Mr. Cooper, and that's Nation Star Mortgage. So,
that's the name of the mortgage company.
That's the name of the mortgage company. They're so bad that they had to have an alias, and they went to Mr. Cooper. What a name, right? You're afraid of your name. You got to go to an alias. But we want a result on that, and hopefully maybe they've been served. They've been served this week. Hopefully we can get a response to them. We've gotten great responses. I'll give you an example. Out in Kenmore, the mayor of Kenmore, we worked with the West New York Law Center. We were able to get a great response where a property was torn down by Kenmore, and then they're going to be reimbursed by the service provider. And now there's a lot that possibly a business owner will take. I mean, that's a great improvement. Euclid's a great street. Beautiful street, just was paved. So, you know, we're trying to have government work together, but in this instance, we've got no response. And we had a property out in Clarence, prominent neighborhood. The garage, there was just a few cracks when Ed and I were out there. Now the garage has fallen down. Talking to the neighbors, there's a hazard. There's young kids next door.
Sure.
That's not good.
All right. When we come back, we will get to your phone calls at 803-0930. It is now the bottom of the hour, and time for the top of the news. Michael Baggerman standing by with the latest from the WBN Newsroom. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. It's 10:30 from the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Mike Baggerman. Here's your top stories for Saturday, September 19th. Major news overnight in the city of Rochester. Two people are dead. 14 are injured after a mass shooting in what police said was a backyard gathering. Here's Rochester's interim police chief, Mark Simmons.
I'm unable to identify those two because we are still in the process of confirming that identification and notifying those families. But I can say one of our victims, deceased victims, was a male, approximately age 18 to 22, and the other was a female, approximately the same age, between 18 and 22.
Police have not announced the arrest of the shooter. More information is expected this afternoon. Even here in Buffalo, there was a violent overnight shooting. Five people were struck in one incident, and one of those five victims died. Police did not say if there have been any arrests with that shooting. It happened around 3 a.m. at Glenwood near Jefferson. Last night, we heard the news that Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died at the age of 87 after a lengthy battle with cancer. Ginsburg was known as one of the lionesses of the Supreme Court.
She has become the visage of the powerful, emancipated women in America. And to that extent, she has for millions of Americans, both female and of any gender, has become such a cultural touchstone that her passing is truly a tragedy.
That was Buffalo State political science professor Peter Iacobucci. More on the passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and the political fallout that is coming out of it in our story at WBEN.com. Your first alert forecast for this weekend, the overall tone is going to be sunny and cold. Today, a high of 61 degrees. Tonight, low of 40. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with temperatures in the lower 60s. It gets a little bit warmer on Monday, but it's definitely getting to fall. Monday's high is 66. It's currently 54 and sunny in Buffalo. I'm Mike Baggerman, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey folks, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bath renovation is in your future. It's Dominic Cortez here, and people love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom. And the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. Now, you might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Now make sure you look at Basco Shower Doors of Elegance in a wide array of hardware and loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom. Make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass, 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Make sure you stop into their showroom in Wolitzer Park. Tell them Dominic sent you. And if you're a restaurant owner or a store owner and you need COVID guards, then Twin City can make those for you too. They come in standard sizes, 36 by 24 with a pass-through, and you can get them for you in a couple days and reasonably priced too. So give Mark Weinholz a call for that too. 694-3300. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Jeremy White here. Did you know the vehicle you own right now may be worth more in a different state? Similar to real estate, your car may have greater value in other states. If you want to sell your vehicle for cash right now, Riverfront has special access to auctions throughout the country and can promote your vehicle to over 40,000 car buyers within 20 minutes. To see if you can sell your vehicle for more, call Riverfront. Why have one dealer give you a price that you may have to accept? Here's owner Marty Sr. calling from Topeka, Kansas now.
Jer, a nice gentleman from Kenmore was about to sell his pre-owned Mercedes for $23,000 in Buffalo. I said, bring it to me, and I found a buyer here in Kansas who bought it for $28,000. That got him $5,000 more.
Bring your vehicle to Riverfront, and they'll expose your vehicle to over 40,000 buyers in one shot. See how you can get more cash for your car. Call Riverfront for details now. 886-1626.
From Riverfront Auto Sales.
Are you a business owner? Then you're going to want to hear this. If you're frustrated with paying ridiculously high credit card fees, there is a way you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars each and every month. Here's the solution. Call Merchants United. Again, that's Merchants United. Merchants United has provided incredible savings to local businesses of all size, from car dealerships to retail shops to restaurants. They've even saved one business up to $90,000 in credit card fees just last year. Plus, Merchants United will set up everything for you. With 45 years in the industry, Merchants United is the go-to credit card processing company in the area. In fact, they have one of the highest merchant retention records in the industry. Here's co-owner Dana Vosberg.
Allow us to explain all the benefits of what we have to offer and show you how we can save you up to 99% of your credit card processing fees every month.
Business owners, it's time to put money back in your pockets by saving thousands on credit card fees. Visit Merchants United at MUSaves.com or call 1-855-MU-SAVES. 1-855-MU-SAVES.
Always Warm Stove and Chimney's Labor Day sale going on now. This fall, say goodbye to the mess. Replace your wood-burning fireplace with a natural gas fireplace from Always Warm Stove and Chimney. Always Warm Showroom has models from Lopi, Avalon, and Fireplace Extraordinaire. Enjoy convenient, instant heat with a natural gas fireplace. It's never been easier to warm up a room with a variety of remote control and blower options that'll keep your toes toasty and add a touch of elegance to any room. Choosing natural gas means no wood to chop, store, or carry, and no ashes to clean up. Natural gas, your best energy value. During our Labor Day sale, you'll get a free optional accessory with purchase of your gas unit. Change your home from always cold to always warm. You'll save on your gas bill and save time with Always Warm's expert sales and installation team. Visit Always Warm on South Transit Road in Lockport or find them online at alwayswarmstoves.com. That's A-L-L-W-A-Y-S warmstoves.com. Always Warm Stove and Chimney, always worth the trip.
So when we had to make the decision of what window brand to use in the new Cortese headquarters, we didn't think very hard or very long. Nope, because we went to my friend Bill Horbit Sr. and we chose the Marvin window. That's right. When you come by our place, when it's done, you'll see Marvin windows both inside and outside. Inside, yeah, we're going to have some interesting displays of Marvin doors. One of them actually bifolds. It's an exterior door that bifolds. Another door is a stacking sliding door. These will be inside our building, and of course, the entire out.
Some crimes are so shocking, they don't just make headlines, they forever change our society. I'm Katie Ring, host of America's Most Infamous Crimes. Each week, I take on one of the most notorious criminal cases. Each case unfolds across multiple episodes, released every Tuesday through Thursday, from the first sign that something was wrong to the moment the truth came out or didn't. Listen to and follow America's Most Infamous Crimes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Outside, we'll have Marvin windows as well. Bill and I go way back, and that's why I trust them. And you should, too, for your windows and doors. Big L's known for their quality. The Marvin window product and, of course, the Therma-True door. Great workmanship, great installation teams, and their total trust guarantee. And when you stop Bill and you say, Bill, what's your philosophy? He'll shrug his shoulders and say, do the right thing. And that's what they do at Big Al. They're located at 2727 William Street in Chickawaga, just alongside the thruway there. 895-8484 is the phone. BigAlWindows.com. That's the website. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer time.
10:38 is the time here on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortese, and in studio with me is Erie County Legislator Ed Rath and Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns, and we're speaking about zombie houses and the properties that are sitting idle with mortgage holders that are doing nothing about the fact that these houses are sitting and falling to rack and ruin. And I know a lot of people want to speak with you guys, so let's jump right in. 803-0930. As soon as you hear somebody hang up, that's your chance to get on the line. To Tonawanda next, first. And Ed, you're on WBEN.
Yes, sir. I'm not sure this is qualifies as a zombie home or not, but I've got a friend of mine who says that he's lived in his house now for over 10 years, and he has not paid the mortgage because they can't decide who owns the mortgage. And his lawyer says, just stay there and live there. Does that make any sense to you guys?
Mm. Well, I mean, there may be some issue with the mortgage holder and the fact that there's no true record owner. I don't know. Is that possible?
So in many instances, in cases, we find that, and we're concerned about that with COVID, that people passing in nursing homes, maybe the children live out of town. So the owner of record, the banks begin the foreclosure process. They don't complete the foreclosure process. So until that process is completed, what people don't understand is they're still the owner of record, meaning even if they're sent letters from the banks, they can stay within the home. Once that foreclosure process is completed, then obviously they have to leave. In this time with COVID, they tell people you have to go and stay home. Well, if people are thrown out of their homes, they'll have nowhere to go.
Exactly.
So yeah, it's probably a legal question, but if you want to send me the address, Ed, and I can look into that at the clerk's office, and I know Ed wants to say
something. Another comment as well is one of the partners that we have on this Zombie Properties Initiative is the Western New York Law Center, and Kate Lockhart and the leaders that they're working over there are wonderful at answering these type of questions. And I know that, Mickey, you have a very close partnership with the Western New York Law Center, and we would not have the success that we're having right now rooting out zombie properties if it wasn't for the Western New York Law Center. Yep. So, Ed, to the question here, I think go to those experts, and they could probably provide some solutions for you, and either through Mickey's office or my legislative office, we can make that referral to you.
Mr. Kearns, can I ask another question? This is regarding the Auto Bureau. I don't know if you want to...
Sure.
I find trying to work with your people locally is ridiculous. They refer me always to New York State, and I have to call a New York State Department of Motor Vehicles, and they'll tell me it's a wait of 40 minutes. Is there anybody I can speak to locally just to get a form that I need?
Ed, we're trying to modernize the office, but what many people don't understand is we are agents of the state. So depending upon the transaction, I don't have authority over that transaction. Simple example of that is the computer system. If the computer system goes down, the server's in New York. It's not here locally. So, of course, we want to give the best service to our customers. We've just released an additional 800 appointments, but call my office directly, 858-6985. That's my direct line. And I will do the best that I can. We help people every single day. It's not a perfect system, but I'll give you an example. With the appointment system, we had 350 people come into our Southgate location. They were in and out in less than 6 minutes. Now, I don't brag about that, but we've got some good people. DMV issues are very technical, but at a course, you know, sometimes you get Albany, and if you get Albany, you may not get the best service. Call us and let's see if we can help you. 858-6985. We'd be happy to help you, Ed.
Let's try and stay on topic, folks, on the issue at hand with the zombie properties, but I'm sure Mickey would be willing to take questions to his direct line, as he just gave to you, on anything to do with the clerk's office and with the DMV at the Auto Bureau by giving him a call. Let's go to Hamburg and speak with Dolores.
Hi, thank you for taking the call. I have a couple of questions, and one very direct question. With this $35 million that they're going to claw back, it must be used by the end of the year. Is it a loan that you're offering, or is it direct payment to somebody who is renovating a zombie property? And if they are doing it personally with their own assets, is that loan, or is it a gift available to them from the federal government, please?
Yeah, thank you for the question, Dolores. Let me clarify what we were talking about before. This money that we are identifying is money that is COVID-related for small businesses and for restaurants. This is not specifically for zombie properties. What we're trying to do is access the resources that the federal government designated to Erie County and help out small businesses and restaurants with improvements.
I may have confused matters by asking you the question about the restaurant relief as relates to the it doesn't have anything to do with the zombie properties.
It does not have anything to do with the zombie properties. But to your question, Dolores, there are other loans that are available to you. There are all sorts of low interest loans, particularly as we're coming out of COVID, to help people to get the resources they need for the improvements at their houses. So talk to your bank or talk to any type of loan organization, because you can benefit from it because of COVID. Those interest rates are very low and the terms are very favorable. But again, to our point, we're trying to help small businesses and restaurants specifically with that money.
Okay. If you're trying to renovate a property?
Well, Dolores, we are... There is conversations, I've had conversations directly with the county executive on this issue. So there's nothing solidified. I know they're talking about evictions, and we did have a conversation the other day. There may be something being rolled out for property owners who are behind on their mortgages, but that has not been solidified. There'll be a conference call this week with the county executive's office and my office and West New York Law Center. So, you know, stay tuned. There may be something in the future.
Okay. Thanks for that question, Dolores. Let's move to Lancaster now and chat with John. Good morning, John. You're on WBEN.
Good morning. There was a zombie property next door to me. It was a business, and there was a real estate company that was selling it. It was in foreclosure, and the roofing and also the chimney was scaling and falling down onto my car, and I was trying to get a hold of the real estate company to find out who these people were. I finally found out who their insurance carrier was, and then their insurance carrier told me that they didn't cover automotive damage. So, I mean, what do you do in something like that? Like, how do you... My insurance carrier wouldn't go after that insurance. It was really weird. It was like they didn't want to help me.
I would say you'd have to engage with an attorney on that issue, and I would ask them... You know, once again, whenever there's damage or there's fault, I think someone has to be responsible. And if it's the service provider, then I think an attorney. So I would engage. I don't know. Did you talk to an attorney on this?
Well, I mean, I only had about $600, $700 worth of damage. So, I mean, what would I really... I mean, an attorney's not
going to... Yeah, by the time you talk to an attorney, it's going to cost you that much to even get a letter from them.
You might be able to... legal aid, sometimes there's a... if you contact the Erie County Bar Associations, they do pro bono work on some of these issues. So I would go that route. And if you want additional questions, email me at the clerk's office, and I'll see what I can do.
It would seem to me that there still has to be property insurance on the property, homeowners
Correct.
Insurance
mm-hmm.
on the property, right?
Correct. There, in many instances, you know, once again, once that bank takes over that, they pay the taxes. This is why, from a business standpoint, I say to the banks, you want this property out of your hands,
you'd think.
And let's get it back to the people.
Exactly.
But you see, one of the things that John brings up is a unique question. And there are all kinds of unique questions that are tied to these zombie properties and banks, mostly the banks from outside of the area that are trying to skirt the rules and not fulfill what they have to do as a property owner.
I think they probably gave him the answer that benefited them, and it's probably not the truthful answer.
Correct.
We see that all the time.
Okay.
Buying it was out front from the mortgage company or the people selling it, you'd think, you know, because their name is on it and they're handling it, like I would have some recourse with them, but they're, you know, they don't care, it seemed like.
Yeah. Okay, well, good luck with that, and perhaps maybe Mickey could give you some guidance if you give his office a call. 803-0930, that's the number for you here on WEN. If you would like to speak to Ed Rath and Mickey Kearns about a zombie property in your neighborhood, that's our topic this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio. 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. We'll be right back after this. Well, they've been around for almost 30 years, and they've been around helping you keep your indoor air quality clean. And the way they do that is with a thorough analysis of your ductwork, cleaning it by blasting all of the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork and with negative pressure sucking it all out and leaving it with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. That's what Indoor Air Professionals is known for. And of course, now that we're in this COVID era, the high capacity dehumidifier and medical grade air purifiers can help you breathe clean indoor air as well. And Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Tis the season. It got a little nippy out last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the phones have been pretty hot so far today for people looking to schedule duct cleaning, and that's a good first step to lower particulate, which is the transport vehicle. But I'm more excited about what's going on in the world of the air purification, only because, you know, there's just new information with our medical grade air purifiers, new testing. And the long and short of it is the EPA and the World Health Organization, this guy Dr. Syed, conducted his studies, and it basically shows that there are that this technology was proven to remove from the air a proxy virus for SARS-CoV-2, which is a smaller particulate. Because here's the thing, everybody's claiming on the COVID-19. Hello, it's too early to do that. The simple fact is the virus isn't available to test, and it can take more than a year to get a viral claim by a regulatory agency.
Interesting.
Talking to people that legislate like Ed and Mickey. But, boy, so in this, all this gimmicky stuff with, you know, the bipolar ionization, not only is it ineffective, but it's not healthy for humans.
Okay, so each and every Saturday at this time, we look forward to your extra special Hammer Time Radio discount. What's it going to be?
Okay, so duct cleaning, we're about a month out, okay? There are emergency spots for people with special needs. That's just $35 off, but on the medical-grade air purifiers and the high-capacity dehumidifiers, it's $300 off, and once again, that's on the... There's medical-grade air purifiers that fit on your furnace, inline, as well as portables.
Okay. 683-3000. You heard Peter. You need to call right now to get those Hammer Time Radio discounts. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. Breathe easier. With Indoor Air Professionals. For every breath you take.
Hi.
Steve Tasker for Westhur Subaru.
You here to talk about their over 2,200 great Google reviews?
No.
The fact that they're Buffalo's number one volume selling Subaru dealer based on Subaru reported sales calendar year 2019?
No.
Well, then?
How about 0% APR for 63 months on a new 2020 Subaru?
No.
Yes. Purchase a new 2020 Subaru Ascent, Subaru Forester, Subaru Impreza, Subaru Legacy, or Subaru Outback and get 0% for 63 months financing on a new all-wheel drive 2020 Subaru. Zero for 63 months at 15.87 per thousand finance. All offers on approved credit through Subaru Motors Finance. Not all buyers qualify. Must take delivery from current dealer stock by September 30th. See dealer for details.
And all tested 2020 Subaru models with EyeSight receive the highest possible rating for front crash prevention from IIHS. No kidding.
Westhur Subaru on Southwestern Boulevard in Orchard Park or at westhursubaru.com. Oh, yes.
I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again. And that includes comfortable pricing, too. Shop Town & Country's brand new line of American-made affordable furniture. Amazing options at prices you're used to seeing in lower quality furniture made in other countries. So whether you're shopping highest quality American-made furniture or you're looking for that American craftsmanship at a lower price, hurry into Town & Country and save even more on our American-made affordable collection when you take advantage of our cash and carry program. If you think you can find it cheaper online, Town & Country price matches Amazon and Wayfair every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the village of Hamburg. Make sure to check out our brand new website too. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
This is Peter Hunt of Hunt Real Estate. Please join me at our house every Saturday morning at 9, where our mission is to help you protect and enhance your investment in real estate. Each week, my knowledgeable guests join me in a discussion of all aspects of real estate and anything that impacts you as a current or prospective owner or investor. Learn more at the all-new huntrealestate.com or call the Hunt Hotline at 631-4800, any property, anytime.
Don't miss the Our House radio show every Saturday morning at 9, right here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
Gorilla Garage Gear, everything for your garage in three easy steps. Step one, how about a new garage door? Increase your home's curb appeal, save energy, and keep your family safe. And step two, how about a new Gorilla Garage floor like I have? Beautiful flooring options that last a lifetime. And lastly, step three, how about organizing your garage? The garage is the perfect place for items you use often but don't want to store in your main house. And best of all, right now, I've got discounts for you. If you buy a new garage door, you'll save $100. If you buy a new garage door and get a garage floor, Gorilla floor, that's a $300 savings. And if you do all three, new door, new floor, and storage, how about $500 off? That's right, Gorilla Garage Gear. Find them online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Here's the number, 715-6927. That's 715-6927. Go, go, Gorilla. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
Couple of minutes till top of the hour in news time, and wrapping up the show with Mickey Kearns and Ed Rath talking about zombie property. A texter writes, the largest zombie in Erie County that people need to start talking about is the hotel on Sweet Home Road in Amherst. What a shame. And I think we figured out where that is, right?
We did. It's actually at 1265 Sweet Home Road, and this is an unfinished, quote, zombie hotel. And we are already going to be reaching out to the West New York Law Center, working with Clark Kearns to get some answers as to what the status is of this hotel, mm-hmm. to make sure that the bank is being proactive and whatever responsibilities they have to upkeep and maintain that property, just like every other zombie property across Erie County, we are going to put the pressure on the bank.
Do you think, and this is probably, you know, not a fair question to ask because it's hard to know, but do you think possibly that we're headed to having more zombie property, both commercially and residentially, with the COVID era that we're in?
Double. I hate to say this, but when I was in the legislature, when we drafted this, unemployment was approximately 8 to 9% during the Great Recession. We're looking at 13 to 18%. You know, that's why I was talking to the county executive about maybe possibly using some of that COVID money to help people. But I'm a very optimistic person. However, I think that we could be looking at double the number of zombies going forward in the future if we, you know, if we do not get some type of stimulus from Washington, D.C. They need to help state and local governments. And it's going to be terrifying because you're going to be looking at, I know the county and Ed will be working really hard on the budget and our clerk's budget. We generated $7.5 million for the county, and we had to cut our budget $1.5 million. We could be looking at county layoffs.
And I'll tell you, with regards to zombie properties, if we're looking at double the zombie properties that we've had since the past, at least now we have the structures in place to fight the banks.
Right.
Because a zombie property is, if anything else, a public safety threat to the residents who live in and around a zombie property.
And it degrades the value of the whole neighborhood.
It absolutely does. Property values go down. But through Mickey's leadership in the Western New York Law Center, we now have the tools in place to fight to root out zombie properties. And that's critically important as we're trying to get this whole problem taken care of.
To Orchard Park and Dennis, good morning. You're on WBEN.
How you doing? Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
My question for Mickey. Mickey, I purchased a late model automobile from my son, and when I went on the DMV website, what I found was because I have I split my time between Buffalo and Florida, and I have a Florida license now. I've had it for about 3 years. Long story short, I think it's the Form 82, doesn't allow entry my license ID number.
I'm going to suggest you give Mickey a call during the week.
Yeah, you can call
week.
Me, at, and we'll help you, 858-6985. Like I said, that's my direct number. We'll take care of you. We help a lot of people. 858-6985. I know Dominic wants to concentrate on zombies.
It's
you're going to have me back just on DMV stuff.
Yeah, there you go. I just think it's off topic, and certainly I appreciate the fact that both of you are very adaptable to being able to be reached by the public, which usually government officials are not like. But I know that you both actually welcome that.
Well, thank you very much, Dominic. And my number at my legislative office is 858-8676, and my office is ready to mobilize and to help anyone who is confronted with the zombie property across the four corners of Erie County, because government can help solve these problems.
So that's important that the citizenship know that if you do see something in your neighborhood that's you're starting to have suspect as possibly being vacant, don't sit idly by. Give the phone call to these gentlemen, and at least you can start the ball rolling to investigate what's going on.
And even, Dominic, quickly, if you are facing foreclosure, contact my office. Western New York Law Center, they're state-funded. That's free attorney service. It doesn't make a difference what your income was at the time, high earner, low earner, middle earner. Contact my office. We want to help people. 858-6985.
What kind of help would be available to somebody who's facing?
Legal work. Uh-huh. I mean, many times people avoid, they get the letters in the mail.
Sure.
They avoid that. They're going through tough times, especially maybe a single mom.
Sure.
It just could be so disruptive. And many times these issues could be settled very quickly.
Give your phone number again, Mick.
858-6985.
And Ed?
And mine is 858-8676, and your government is here ready to work to help you.
Gentlemen, thank you both. And we've done several shows on this. We'll keep that pattern alive, and you keep me in touch on what's coming.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm coming back for DMV stuff.
Okay. There we go. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next Saturday, same time, same place, where we've been since 1989, right here on WBEN. And remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls, a radio.com station.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people.
and off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.